Racine Mayor John Dickert, sworn in just this week, has a lot on his plate, including an assessment of just what cuts in shared revenue may mean for his city, already dealing with one of the highest unemployment rates in the state, increasing crime, and deteriorating neighborhoods.
We have to look at the quarterly reports to find out, first of all, how bad it's going to be, what the impact is, but then, of course, we need to know what those dollar figures mean and also what our options are.
It was just a week ago that Governor Jim Doyle announced cuts of up to 5% in shared revenues to cities will be needed in order to close the state's budget deficit. Manitowoc Mayor Justin Nichols, who took office in April, says legislators had better take a hard look at that.
If they seriously want to cut police and fire, then they can go ahead with this, but they need to seriously look at the mandates that they put on us, the unfunded mandates, and the cuts in shared revenue along with that. Smaller communities can't survive in these tough times.
Racine's Dickert says with unemployment at 16.5%, layoffs of city workers are the one thing he doesn't need or want. Nichols says police and fire are basic necessities, but if the 5% shared revenue cut is a fact, it will have an impact on his city's budget. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.